Please listen carefully.
Well, hello, universe. Welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Summers McKay.
And I'm Christy Jansen, and we're part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded solutions news every day in order to change the tenor of news media, social media, and the direction of your day to one that is focused on solutions.
7 days a week. We publish positive news stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And now we are sharing these solutions in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, and home office-worthy podcast. Today is Tuesday, the 25th of August, 2020. Oh, Christy, it's Tuesday. It's Tuesday, and you and I have already been meeting for almost an hour. So we've had so much talking and I have had so much caffeine that I am ready to rock. How are you feeling today?
I'm a little over caffeinated myself and I feel a little bad that it wasn't a waste, I suppose, but that we weren't the most efficient in using our time this morning.
No, but you know what? Sometimes you just can't be super efficient. And that is one of the things about this dastardly COVID phase is that we miss out on some of just social banter with our colleagues and, you know, some of the fun. I read this post this morning on a site that I love called Scary Mommy, and it basically was saying that working parents during the time of COVID are just like screwed, right? No matter what, you're not a good enough colleague, you're not a good enough parent, there's unlimited screen time, there's copious amounts of juice snacks. That's not even your kids.
No, but Summers don't. Exactly. That's just you. Well, we had a story, I think, today about guarding your children's eyes from screens. And I'm like, oh, yes.
No, I saw that and I was like, oh my God, we have to worry about that too. It's just too much. You know, we're doing okay, guys. Everybody's doing okay. And it's going to be fine. And I am telling this to myself because, as you know, Christy and Amelia, and probably everyone who listens to this show, I have pretty much hit like my max capacity. I think because Ava's back in school, our 16-year-old is back into her sophomore year of high school. And so now she is simultaneously on Zoom calls when I am recording this show. So we forgot how tricky that was. But anyway, I am definitely at max capacity, and today kind of needs to be mental health day for me on the Optimist Daily. So, Christy, help me with my mental health. What can I do? What headline on the Optimist Daily can make me feel better?
Well, coincidentally, Summers, the one that really stuck out to me, this is what launched our hour-long pre-taping session this morning, was the headline, "Resilience Helps Us Through Hard Times. Here's How to Harness It." I loved this story in the Optimist Daily today. And part of what I loved was that it had a picture of a lighthouse with a huge wave hitting it, which I love lighthouses. Full disclosure, I have series of pictures of lighthouses. I just feel like it is a symbol of resilience. It's the beacon through the storm that you can keep your eyes focused on as a sailor to make it into a safe harbor. It was evocative to me to see that image. So you got to go look at the actual Optimist Daily story.
Makes so much sense, because when we were picking our stories this morning, Christy's like, I want the lighthouse story. Now I know why.
The point of this story is that it's just talking about resilience and some tips on how to stay resilient in the face of hard times. While resilience may be being talked about quite a lot, so it almost feels overused, I don't think it is, because what it talks about is our ability to adapt well in the face of threats, trauma, or other significant stress, and being able to bounce back in the face of those experiences. And I think part of the problem with the current time is that we keep getting hit with new things and our resilience reservoirs have been depleted over time, right? And so what are we now, 6-7 months into this whole pandemic?
It's 7,000 months.
Okay, right. It feels like forever. And then we get hit with raging forest fires or flooding, or, you know, there's the Hurricane Laura. Yeah. And that means, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? And that feeling is just hard to handle. But how do you focus on being a resilient person in the face of these things? And this article talks about a couple of things to focus on to help build your resilience and keep focused on that. And the first one is realistic optimism. And it's hard to sometimes keep your optimistic mind frame, but what that means is not Pollyanna, not pretending that things aren't going awful, but what it means is being aware of the world, but also having that pause and being able to say, okay, but here's some positive, you know, just redirecting your attention, which is what the whole purpose of the Optimist Daily is to acknowledge the hard times, acknowledge the problems, but then be reconnected to a positive spin on it, right? Or how can you look at the gift that this time has given to us, where we get to spend a lot more time with our families and we get to spend more time building hobbies that we would never have done, like baking bread, for example, or gardening, right? And so at times it's challenging, but you can't control the outside world, but you can control how you react to it. And that's the thing to remember.
I want to touch on this one in particular, because I think that there is a certain element of people can get very frustrated when you're reminded, oh, see the bright side. And it is not see the bright side in absence of acknowledging the pain of the other side, right? So if something really painful happens in your life, but there is a gift from it, that doesn't mean the gift completely ameliorates the pain, that they can sort of coexist. You can be both heartbroken and grateful. You can be both sad and happy. And that's that pragmatic optimism, is that one doesn't wash away the other, but they can balance them.
Yeah. And in fact, the next tip here is really investing in emotional awareness and controlling of your emotions. So being comfortable with all of your feelings, whether it's the positive ones, the happiness, the joy, the lightness, or the dark ones, the fear, the sadness, the anger, you have to be okay with knowing you're having those emotions and finding a way to share them or at least process them in a productive way. So that means being aware of yourself on an emotional level and then being able to connect with other people, possibly to share them there, or if you can't do that, at least write about them and don't get stuck in them.
Right.
And then self-efficacy is another thing, where you believe in yourself and your ability to respond. And so just remember, you know, we all have inner strength. We all have inner resilience, and just remind yourself about that. And also just give yourself a pause. I mean, we're all going through a hard time. It's okay to not be okay. And knowing that you can take a break, which Summers, I'm really glad you're going to be taking off a couple of days this week. It's really important to reattach to yourself, get good sleep, get some vitamin D, get the sun. Low levels of vitamin D actually can lead to depression. It's also not good for your immunity to have low vitamin D. So these are all good tips.
I want to just add into self-efficacy. I was meeting with my coach yesterday, and one of the things that I'm really wrestling with right now is this sort of constant noise I have from people around me telling me, like, oh, you need more stability, 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 focus on stability. Because as an entrepreneurial CEO, as a new mom, as a COVID existing person, right, somebody in this quarantine phase, this absence of stability is really concerning to me. But I also think a large part of it comes from that people around me are constantly trying to remind me that I need to, like, have some more stability. My executive coach yesterday reminded me, she said, Summers, stability comes from you. It does not come from an external force. So let's say you have, you know, some big financial stability, or you have all of that can just go away just as quickly. Regardless, the stability itself comes from the individual, the self-efficacy. And it is just remembering that we have everything we need within us. It's right there. So this article, I'm so glad you chose it. It's such a good selection from the Optimist Daily, and exactly what I needed. So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for your lighthouse love.
That's right. Lighthouse love. I like that. I think I'm going to adopt that. It's one of my personal mottos.
I am so going to now start looking for tchotchkes with lighthouses on them. I now have your future gifts all planned out. There may be some crafting involved in my future where I, like, I don't know, mosaic you a lighthouse. Because there's so much crafting time in my future, clearly. Christy, what's your favorite lighthouse in the whole world? Like, what's the one when you think of lighthouse, what's one that comes to mind?
Oh, God, you put me on the spot here.
I know. I like putting you on the spot. It's so much fun.
Honestly, I don't have a particular one. Like, I guess the Cape Cod kind of lighthouse is the iconic lighthouse.
Is that because... the candy cane wrapped kind of lighthouse color or no, what?
I just think anything on a point and being out in the middle of a desolate landscape where you get the North Atlantic battering the coastline there. That's to me more the iconic as opposed to California lighthouses. Although I'm sure there are many. It's more vague to me. It's symbolic to me than actual.
Got it. Well, we were talking in our pre-meeting about those places on Earth that really strike you. And I think that I can definitely see how you being in the sea and seeing a lighthouse is a very poignant image for you. So. Yeah,
it's funny because even things that remind me of lighthouses, there's one of the iconic photos that I have was a snapshot from when I was in India. There's a temple at the top of a hill near Udaipur, which is where I was living. And there's a crow there and there's a light coming right through the little window at the top of the temple. It was like a bit of a lighthouse. I think I snapped that photo when I was in the midst of one of my biggest bouts of homesickness in my sojourn in India, because I was there when my father was ill. My mother was going through a cancer treatment. It was an interesting time to be so far away from my family and friends. That temple at the top of this hill with the sun shining through a small little window just reminded me of there's light in the world, even when you're faced with darkness.
Oh, I love that. That is poetic. Thank you for sharing that visual with us.
All right, Summers. Well, let's just do a super quick turn to the headline that you chose today in this episode about emotions and positive self-efficacy.
My story where lighthouses for you may do what gardens do for me. I am a gardener. My personal mantra is that I help good things grow, whether that's businesses or babies or orchids. I love tending things, giving them the right soil and right care to grow. And so the headline today is Why Gardening is Good for You from the Lifestyle section of the Optimist Daily. This gets into not only the physical and psychological benefits of digging in the ground and the intrinsic benefits of being out in the sun, getting that much needed vitamin D, doing a task with your hands, keeping you physically active. It also talks about how inhaling bacteria that lives in the soil actually increases serotonin levels and can reduce anxiety. And then, of course, the sharing of food or flowers you've grown with friends and family promotes a sense of community. One of the things that I think has been so exciting and a gift, perhaps, of this COVID time is the return to gardening and the return to community gardens and sharing. I know that I have so many friends who just delight in being able to bring their tomatoes, or this time is now kind of getting into squash season and zucchinis and whatnot, to their neighbors and their friends. And, you know, somebody's growing one thing and somebody else has others, and people are leaving baskets of food for one another. And that sense of community that comes from curating a garden, you know, just being able to bring somebody a bouquet of roses that you grew, is such a meaningful way for us to connect with one another, which is one of the other resilient requirements from the previous article. So getting out and gardening for me, I guess that's my lighthouse, right? My hands in the dirt and kind of sprayed with water and covered in dirt. I am delighted that my little girl gets to watch me garden a lot and is kind of getting into it. I'll give her a little pot and pile of dirt. And we are successfully past the eating phase of dirt.
Which, by the way, doesn't necessarily, that actually can be not a negative thing, right?
Exactly. Like the bacteria is good for her to eat as well.
Well, it challenges her immune system in a positive way. You know, so being too clean can also lead to other problems down the line. The other thing I love about gardening and just thinking about gardening is it's sort of a tangible, visceral experience that can help you get out of your mind, right? This is another really important thing, because I don't know about you, but when I'm in a negative mood, my mind is like not a good place to be.
Exactly. It's dark in there.
It can be very dark. Who's the writer who said that my mind is, it's a bad neighborhood that I don't want to walk alone in?
My mind is
Annie that Leonard, number. Maybe. I don't know.
All right, guys. Well, that's kind of a wrap today. I'm going to just blast through a couple of our other headlines on the Optimist Daily. A great headline here is Green Pea is a planet-friendly public urination solution. Yes, you want to read about that one. Dig deep. Lab-grown mini hearts could help scientists treat cardiovascular disease. 6 eco-friendly edible ground cover alternatives to the grassy lawn. Now, these are edible, and they take clover to a whole new level. These effective face masks are made with abaca leaf fibers. Seafood shells and coffee grounds make up versatile leather alternative. BrewDog, why this Scottish brewery just bought a forest. Oh, we can yell at trees with beer.
And then also Mount Rainier has got wolverines again for the first time in 100 years. And those are a little bit scary creatures, but they're also super good for the ecology around there. There's an article that I referred to earlier about protecting our children's eyes during remote learning screen time. Again, that's another really good tip sheet for us parents who are spending inordinate amount of time on Zoom and other conferencing kinds of channels.
Yeah, not just your kids, but also your eyes, and put down the juice snacks. All right, guys. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Optimist Daily Update. We promise to continue to share positive, solution-based stories with ideas on how you can participate in this changing world and ensure it is changed for the good. We promise to cover the current events with accuracy, legitimate sources, and offer you the information needed most to chart new paths for all of us.
And please consider, if you're not already, becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com. And for $5 a month, support reader-funded independent journalism that we have on The Optimist Daily. And be a part of the solution-changing consciousness and addressing our world's biggest challenges with that problem-solving, resilient mindset. Let's keep The Optimist Daily free for everyone who needs it, supported by everyone who can. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening, and we will be back tomorrow with more.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great day. See what I did there? I changed it up just like a tiny bit. Do you think people will notice?
I didn't before you pointed it out, so probably not.